This is the Aviat Merli of the 10th of November 2024. Original date, the 14th of November 2002. The intellect, having faith, is the foundation of Brahmin life and of being successful. Today, the Almighty Father is seeing His almighty children everywhere. Every child has become almighty and is engaged in the elevated effort of becoming equal to the Father. Bapdada is pleased to see this deep desire of the children. Bapdada loves this determination of the children. Bapdada says to the children, "You can go ahead of the Father, because even in the memorials, the Father is worshipped in a single form, whereas you children are worshipped in a double form. You are also the crown on Bapdada's head." Seeing the self-respect of the children, Bapdada always says, "Wah, those with elevated self-respect, masters of themselves, children, wah." The speciality of every child is sparkling on each one's forehead and is visible to the Father. Each of you too now know and recognize your speciality and continue to use it for world service. Check to what extent you have become one who is loved by God and by the family, because it is at the confluence age that the Father creates the Brahmin family. Therefore, it is essential to be loved by God and also by the family. Today, Bapdada was seeing the foundation of the Brahmin life of all the children. The foundation lies in your intellect having faith. This is why, where there is faith, victory is already guaranteed in every thought and every task. Success is automatically and easily attained in the form of a birthright. There is no need to work hard for your birthright. Success in Brahmin life is the garland around your neck. Brahmin life means to be an embodiment of success. In Brahmin life, there is no question as to whether there will be success or not. Those where intellects have faith are always combined with the Father. Therefore, where the Father is combined with you, you constantly attain success. So check to what extent you have become an embodiment of success. If there is a percentage of success, the reason for that is that there is a percentage in your faith. To have faith in just the Father is very good. But faith means to have faith in the Father, faith in oneself, faith in the drama, and also faith in the family. On the basis of your faith in these four things, you have success easily and automatically. All of you children have faith in the Father, and this is why you have come here. The Father also has faith in all of you, and this is why He has made you belong to Him. However, in order to become complete and perfect in Brahmin life, it is essential to have faith in oneself. Be constantly aware of your self-respect, of being an elevated soul, that you have received from Bapdada. "I am an elevated soul who has received respect from God." You are not an ordinary soul, but you are a soul who has received respect from God. Therefore, to have self-respect in every thought and every action definitely enables you to achieve success. You are not a soul who performs ordinary actions, but a soul who is stable in your self-respect. Self-respect in every action will easily enable you to achieve success. The sign of your intellect having faith in yourself is that you will have success and victory. In the same way, you have firm faith in the Father, and the speciality of that is that you constantly belong to the Father, and the Father belongs to you. This is the basis of constant victory. My Baba, not just Baba, but my Baba. You have a right to that which is yours. A soul who says, my Baba, and whose intellect has faith constantly, has a right to success and victory. In the same way, there has to be full faith in the drama. Success and problems, both types of situations will come in the drama. However, at the time of a problem, the sign of your intellect having faith is to be an embodiment of solutions. By becoming an embodiment of solutions, you can transform problems in a second. It is the duty of problems to come, and the duty of those souls whose intellects have faith to transform the problems by becoming an embodiment of solutions. Why? As soon as you Brahmin souls took Brahmin birth, you challenged Maya. You have challenged her, have you not? Or have you forgotten that you are going to become conquerors of Maya? Therefore, any form of a problem is a form of Maya. Since you have challenged her, Maya will, of course, oppose you. She comes to you in the form of different types of problems in order to make you fulfill your challenge. You have to overcome her by becoming victorious with your intellect having faith. Why? Nothing new. How many times have you become victorious? Are you becoming victorious just this once at the confluence age? Or are you repeating what you have become innumerable times before? This is why problems are not new to you. Nothing new. You have been victorious many times. You are becoming that now, and you will continue to become that in the future too. This is called being victorious by your intellect having faith in the drama. The other is faith in the Brahmin family. Why? The Brahmin family means the gathering. This is not a small family. The Brahmin family of Father Brahma is the most elevated and largest of all families. Therefore, in the family, you are victorious in fulfilling the responsibility of love for the family. It isn't that you say, the father belongs to me, I belong to the father, and that's it. Everything is included in this. I only have a connection with Baba. I don't have any connection with the family. However, this is also a speciality of faith. Faith in all four aspects is essential for victory. The family also makes you strong in many situations. let it remain in your awareness that everyone in the family is an individual embodiment of Dana, number-wise. There is a variety. The memorial of this is the Rosary of 108. Just think about it. There is so much difference between the first number and the 108th number. Why is this? Why didn't everyone become number one? Why were there 16,000? What is the reason for this? To understand the variety of sanskars and to interact while being knowledgeful and to fulfill that responsibility is the stage of being successful. You have to move along anyway. Where would you go if you left the family? You also have the intoxication that you have such a large family. So in a big family, you have to move along with a big heart, knowing each one's sanskars. To move along with humility, with an attitude of good wishes and pure feelings. This is the sign of being victorious, by your intellect having faith in the family. Therefore, all of you are victorious, are you not? Are you victorious? Are you double foreigners victorious? You are waving your hands very well. It is very good. Babdada is pleased. Acha, are you teachers victorious? Or do you feel a little ... What should I do? It's not like this, is it? Instead of saying Casey, how, use the word Ese. It is like this. Not, how should I do this? But this is how I should do this. You have a connection with the family for 21 births. This is why those who have passed in this aspect of the family have passed in everything. Therefore, check all four types of faith, because together with being loved by God, it is extremely essential to be loved by the family. You will receive a number on the basis of the percentage of your faith in all four. Don't think, I belong to Baba, and Baba belongs to me, and that's it. It isn't like that. You say my Baba in a very good way, and you are constantly unshakable in this faith. So congratulations for that. However, there are also the other three. Teachers, are the four necessary or not? Is it that three are essential and not the fourth? Those who believe that faith in all four is essential, raise one hand. You are those who like all four aspects. Those who only like three aspects, raise your hand. There isn't anyone. Is it not difficult to fulfill that responsibility? It is very good. If you have raised your hand with your heart, you have all passed. Acha. Look, so many branches come to Madhuban from so many different states and become one tree. When you are in Madhuban, do you remember that you are from Delhi, that you are from Karnataka, that you are from Gujarat? All of you are Madhuban residents, so it is one tree, is it not? What do all of you think at this time? Are you residents of Madaban or residents of your own states? Are you Madaban residents? All of you are Madaban residents. It is very good. In any case, the permanent address of every Brahmin is Madaban. What is your permanent address? Is it Bombay? Is it Delhi? Is it Punjab? Madaban is your permanent address. You have just been sent to the centres to do service. That is a place for doing service. Madaban is your home. Ultimately, where will you receive asylum? You are to receive it in Madaban. This is why so many big buildings are being built, are they not? All of you have the aim to become equal to the Father. Therefore, throughout the day, perform this drill, the drill of the mind. You perform a physical drill for the good health of the body. Continue to do that, because nowadays exercise is more essential than medicine. Do that, do it a lot, but do it at the right time. Don't continue to do exercise at the time of doing service. It is good to exercise at the right time. However, along with that, also repeatedly exercise your mind. You want to become equal to the Father. One is incorporeal and the other is an aviat angel. Therefore, whenever you have time, become stable in a second in the incorporeal stage, equal to the Father. Since you want to become equal to the Father, the incorporeal stage is being equal to the Father. Whilst performing your tasks, perform all actions as an angel. An angel means to be double light. Let there be no burden of the task. The burden of the task will not allow you to become an aviat angel. So in between, exercise your mind in the incorporeal and angelic stages, and there won't be any tiredness. You saw Father Brahma in the corporeal form. He was double light. There was no burden even of service. The aviat angelic form. Then you will easily become equal to the Father. You souls are incorporeal. So if you souls become stable in the incorporeal stage, the remembrance of the incorporeal Father will easily make you equal. Can you become stable in the incorporeal stage right now, in a second? Can you do this? Bapdada then conducted drill. Continue to practice this again and again. Pay attention to this whilst walking and moving around and while doing everything. This practice will help you to serve with your mind, and you will receive a lot of help in having the stage of powerful yoga, Acha. Speaking to the double foreigners. Look, in this season, the double foreigners have received a chance, due to one reason or another, to be in every group. You can come in every group. You have this freedom. This is fortune, is it not? It is double fortune. So in this group too, Bapdada sees that some have come for the first time, and some are still here from the first meeting. Bapdada's drishti is on all the foreigners. As much as you love the Father has multi-million times more love for you. Is that right? Does Baba have multi-million-fold love? Your love too is love from the heart, and this is why you have arrived here. Double foreigners are the decoration of this Brahmin family. You are the special decoration. Bapdada is seeing that in every country they are sitting in remembrance. They are listening and also sitting in remembrance. It is very good. Teachers. The group of teachers is also large. Bapdada gives teachers a title. What title does he give you? All are friends anyway. Double foreigners are first of all friends. They like the relationship of the friend. Bapdada gives them the title Guru Bhai. Brothers following the footsteps of the same guru and becoming equal to the guru. Gives the teachers this title, but only those who are worthy teachers. Just as the eldest son becomes equal to his father, in the same way, teachers are also Guru Bhai, because they are constant instruments for doing the Father's service. You are servers equal to the Father. Look, teachers receive the Father's throne to read the Murli. You receive the Guru's gadi, do you not? This is why teachers means those who are constant servers. Whether it is through thoughts, through words, or through actions, with relationships and connections, it is to be a constant server. You are like this, are you not? You are not those who love to rest, are you? Servers. Service, service, and service. Is this right? Acha. Delhi and Agra are responsible for serving this time. Agra is a companion. The army of Delhi is very big. The foundation of establishment was in Delhi, and that is very good. Now, where will the foundation be for revealing the Father? Delhi or Maharashtra? Karnataka or London? Where will it be? Will it be in Delhi? Then do constant service and tapasya. Revelation will take place with a balance of service and tapasya. Just as you created the dialogue for service, in the same way, create in Delhi a dialogue where they speak of tapasya. For only then will it be said that Delhi is Delhi. Your heart belongs to the Father anyway, but when you demonstrate this by achieving something, you will be loved by the Father. Pandavs, you are going to do this, are you not? You will do it. You will definitely do it. Do such tapasya that all the moths reach the special place of Delhi, saying, Baba, Baba. When the moths come and say, Baba, Baba, you can then say that revelation has taken place. Therefore, you have to do this. Create this dialogue next year. You have to give the result to Baba of how many moths came and sacrificed themselves, saying, Baba, Baba. Is this okay? It is very good. There are also many mothers. Kumars and Kumaris. Half the hall is full of Kumars and Kumaris. Well done to the Kumars and Kumaris. Kumars and Kumaris are those who become an intense form of fire and purify souls. Kumars and Kumaris should feel mercy for the Kumars and Kumaris of today. They are wandering around so much. Bring your equals who are wandering onto the right path. Acha, out of all you Kumars and Kumaris who have come, those of you who have made other souls equal to yourselves in service this year, raise your hands. Have you Kumaris made anyone equal to yourselves? You are making very good plans. Those from the hostel are raising their hands. You have not brought any evidence of service. Therefore, you Kumars and Kumaris have to bring some evidence of service. Is that okay? To the victorious jewels from everywhere. To the children who are embodiments of easy success through their intellects having constant faith. To the children who are embodiments of success and who achieve success in every service they do with the right of constantly saying, "My Baba." To those who are constant embodiments of solutions. To the transformer souls who transform problems. To the elevated children who constantly put into a practical form the plans of revealing the Father. Bapdada's love, remembrance, congratulations, multi-million times congratulations, and namaste. Speaking to Daddy G, everyone loves you. The Father also loves you. Then to Daddy Ratan Mohini, by being cooperative, you attain a lot in a subtle way. It is like this, is it not? You are an original jewel. You, an original jewel, are still now an instrument. Acha. Blessing. May you become double light by saying everything is yours and finishing even the slightest trace of consciousness of mine. Any type of consciousness of mine, whether it is my nature, swabhav, my sanskars, my nature, anything that is mine is a burden. And those who have a burden cannot fly. This consciousness of mine makes you dirty. And this is why you now have to say, yours, yours, and become clean. An angel is one who has not the slightest trace of the consciousness of mine. If there is still some feeling of mine in your thoughts, you have to understand that you have become dirty. Finish this burden of the consciousness of mine and become double light. Slogan. Lights of the world are those who merge Bapdada in their eyes. Om Shanti.